Zombie Tool.
Hey, good afternoon. Is Manuela in?
That would be me.
Hi, Manuela. It's Nico with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. And you?
Good. Thanks for asking. Yeah, I don't know if you remember, we actually spoke back in June about our company and kind of what we offer, the equipment financing and working capital. But you told me that things were kind of slow with the industry, manufacturing was kind of taking a toll and everything. But to follow up towards the end of the year, see, you know, where you guys are and kind of how business has been. So that's what I'm doing, just, you know, giving you a follow up call, seeing how things are going.
We're not going to be able to buy anything this year.
Oh, what's going on? Is it just the industry
slow.
As a whole? Everything's slow?
Yeah. Well, anytime it's an election year, it's slow.
Right. That's you know, the sentiment around, you know, kind of just refresh your memory a little bit. But the division of the bank I work in, I kind of specialize in providing financing to machine shops, to the manufacturing industry. So a lot of what people have been coming back to me and saying is, you know, the election's taking a hit, oil's taking a hit, everything's taking a hit, so everything's just slowed down in its entirety, and it's just a trickle-down effect, really.
Exactly what it is, too.
Right. It is, because you know how robust and, you know, the industry was before the slowdown hit, and then everybody seems...
Next year will be better.
Right, no, that's definitely the go-to. So, you know, what have you guys done since, you know, I last talked to you? You know, how has business been since then?
Now it's gotten even slower.
Okay, are you guys doing anything?
I mean, we've got work, but it's not the high-dollar work.
Oh, is it just low-dollar kind of job shop type things, right?
Yep.
You know, a few orders here and there.
Yep, not the building of the molds or the repairing of the big molds where we make good money.
Right. Do you think you know, your customers are waiting towards the end of the year, maybe to just throw it all in at one time?
That's usually what happens.
Kind of meet their budgets, right?
Yeah. I figure after the election is over and, you know, maybe by the end of the year, early next year, things will start picking up again.
Yeah, is there something that you would like to add on to the shop, or do you have like a piece of equipment in mind that's kind of been on your wish list?
What are we looking for? On our wish list, I think, is a hole punch, something called a hole punch. I'm not too familiar with the machines. I try to stay out of that crap.
What is that supposed to do for the business, if you don't mind me asking? I'm kind of curious.
I don't know. Pops holes.
Pops holes? exactly how it sounds like, right?
You're like having to drill or use the CNC. Apparently, this machine just pops holes in.
So it's kind of like a press almost.
Yeah. Like I said, I really have no idea.
Right. Well, I mean, one of the reasons...
Figure out that crap.
Of course.
That's his area of expertise, not mine.
Well, one of the reasons why I kind of was asking to see, you know, if you have anything they would like to bring on is a lot of the business owners I've been talking to lately, I've been kind of telling them that it's good now to kind of see what types of rates you can get for those pieces of equipment before the election happens. Because what's going to happen with the election is that once somebody gets into office, a whole new branch of government's going to come in, a whole new office, a whole new cabinet. And what that means is higher interest rates in terms of borrowing and lending money and things of that nature. So a lot of people are trying to get the rates that they can now before election starts, so that they know that they don't have to, you know, spend more money on their interest rates when the election's over and when the new year hits, when you know, the new office comes into play. So I'm just, you know, just giving you kind of my own personal opinion on the matter and kind of what I've been noticing lately with what's going on, and kind of giving you a little forewarning as well, just in case you want to bring something on maybe before year's end, not only for that specific reason, but also for tax reasons. I think that's something we mentioned last time, kind of, you know, talked about that briefly.
We may even end up at a loss this year, so we wouldn't purchase anything till closer to the end of next year.
Tell you a little about the other program, because we don't only do equipment financing. Are you familiar with the working capital program that we offer as well? Have you heard of something like that?
Yeah, actually I have, and you know, we just plug along.
Right, right.
We're not in desperate need of money, you know. We're keeping our heads up, so.
No, that's good. No, that's good, because what happens is, obviously, it's for cash flow reasons. For most of the time when I speak with my clients, it's I recently just helped a guy out in Ohio. He works in the oil industry, and, of course, oil's taking a hit. He's slowing down, but he needed cash for his cash flow and kind of keep his business afloat. But that's essentially what it's for. It's just money that we put into your accounts to use for whatever purpose that you would like.
Yeah,
because
man,
it's on
saver.
No, that's good. No, that's good.
I have my whole account for when things tank.
I applaud you for that. And most people, they don't realize, you know, saving is essential, especially, you know, running a business as effective as you probably should. But it happens, and there's some things that come up that you don't really have control over. But if you can prepare yourself and have the money in the bank, and you know you want to, you know, keep that safe cushion, then I'm happy to hear that's on your end.
So, but yeah, you know, if you want to try me back again, we can take a better look. But I just don't see that we'll do anything this year at all.
Okay. All right. When should I follow up with you?
You did send me email, correct?
I think so. Yeah, I can just resend you something else, and then maybe you can have me on updated file here.
Okay, that'd be great.
All right, perfect. It's still BB Tool Inc. at bbtoolinc.com, right? Okay,
yes,
perfect. All right, well, it's good catching up with you. You know,
all right, you too.
Gonna see what the rest of the year has to offer, and I'll probably just follow up towards maybe December-ish, kind of see what's going on.
Okay.
If you want to pull the trigger on that press.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, you take care now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.